Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 13, 2022. What does my heart desire now? Question. Your teacher Abesh wrote that prayer is a work of the heart and the heart is all the desires of a person. How can a person work with his desires if they are not under his power? How can he control them? Answer. Prayer is an appeal to the upper force, that is, to the general force of nature, which we call the Creator. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains how we need to tune into nature in order to receive the correct response from it, and then nature will be revealed to us. Therefore, we must change our desires in such a way that they direct us to bestowal. Comment. It turns out that if I open some prayer book and it says what I have to ask, but I come to some place of the prayer and have other desires, other problems in my heart, then there is dissonance. My response, prayer is what your heart feels. Therefore, it is necessary to tune in to feel, what does my heart desire now? Those prayers that the great sages wrote are what you have to come to. They describe desirable sensations, desirable impulses in the heart that you should feel. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, September 25, 2022. Our life, repeating past mistakes. Question. Let's say a person wakes up in the morning and sees his world has turned upside down. There is nothing left of what was the yesterday. There is a completely different reality to deal with right now. What should one's attitude be? How can you accept this correctly? Answer, close your eyes, go back to bed and sleep. This is the healthiest, most correct thing you can do. What else is left to do? You do not know the new world, what is happening, or even if it is reality or a dream. Moreover, what's next? Question. In fact, fear and the desire to hide under the blanket are natural. Must we overcome something, see it from another side, or keep going with our eyes closed? Answer, that's what we usually do. Why do we constantly get into all sorts of gambles, wars, or problems? Because we close our eyes and do not want to make the right sound conclusions. Therefore, our whole life we keep repeating past mistakes, only at the next level. Question. Let's say yesterday I went under the blanket and today I'm tired of lying in bed. I want to make the right conclusion. How do I approach it? Answer, sit down and write all your problems for today, what you think about them, how you see them, or anything else. And then write the answers as far as you can make sense of it. Write what you can do about it and see what follows. Comment, for example, I see that I don't understand anything. There are a lot of problems and I can't figure anything out. Not to mention some global problems that I have no effect on at all. The whole sheet is crossed out. Nothing works. Everything has turned upside down. Even yesterday cannot serve as experience. My response, so you're a free man now. You realized what kind of life is before you and that you can't do anything about it, but only, like yesterday, run on autopilot today, too. Now you've come to the right conclusion. Question. So changes in feelings lead a person to freedom. Answer. What kind of freedom is it? This is freedom from making the right decisions. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, September 23, 2022. The deep sleep of a Kabbalist. It happens that people fall asleep in the lesson because they are not ready for the load. If they have not studied or do not keep in line with the subject, if it is too early for them to hear such things, then they sleep. It is hard for them. Kabbalistic information does not add up in their head because there must be forms in our brain prepared in advance, which we associate with each other. After all, behind every word there is some concept, and our brain links them together. What if we do not have them? Moreover, in addition to mental concepts, there must also be sensory ones since we think with feelings and not with the mind. Pure mind is an absolutely abstract concept. When people encounter this, they become overwhelmed with fatigue. It is impossible to put together understanding, knowledge, sensation, the flow of thoughts, the process, and the formula that is given in a sentence from beginning to end, subject, predicate, adverbial phrase, and all of that together. It does not fit within them and they do not understand what they are dealing with. The body creates a block, a kind of protection, and a person falls asleep. This is good. This is the blocking system, the protective system. Question: does a person in this state absorb information better or miss it? Answer: there are people who can neutralize themselves so that everything flows through them. But this is completely irrelevant to Kabbalah. They can sit and meditate, but still they have nothing left. If they do not have an internal preparation for Kabbalistic technology, if they have not prepared their tools, then they will not have anything from this. Let them squat or meditate, that is their business. As a rule, two categories of people study with us: those who are ready for this and therefore they absorb the material, each at their own level, or those who are not ready, who turn off and fall asleep. It is hard for them. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Deep Sleep of a Kabbalist, July 26, 2013. American brainwashing. Question: America has built an image of the American dream through propaganda. At some point it was revealed that their authorities were listening to their own citizens, which was followed by a lot of scandals. This gives an example of how much you can build a system of brainwashing, but in the egoistic sphere. Can it ever be the other way around, that a person is told about the importance of opposite systems, of bestowal, which Kabbalists are trying to convey to the world? Is it possible to build such a system? Answer: of course, it is not only possible, but also necessary. This is a system of integral education. But I think that this system will be built not from the top down, but rather from the bottom up, when people receive information about us, in an accessible and correct form suitable to them through the internet and through television channels, in the form of series, engaging games, and so on. This will educate them. They will participate in workshops, groups, and roundtables. Otherwise it is impossible to reach millions and even billions of people. First it will go to the people with the lowest income level, from the middle class and below, and then higher. We will have to do this. Comment: but the Americans have built a system in which people have no choice. They are just brainwashing them. My response: it's already falling. The people are changing. We are evolving, we are changing. Today we are reaching a level when this system is breaking down. Therefore problems arise. And at the same time, other systems of human society are failing: economic, political, social, cultural, and familial. Therefore, the American propaganda of their way of life, we stops working. A person from the inside has other demands that Hollywood will not satisfy. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. American brainwashing, July 3, 2013. Who is hiding the Book of Zohar? When the Book of Zohar was hidden from people, which was from the time of its writing in the 2nd century until its revelation in the 13th century, no one called it hidden, they did not know about it at all. Today anyone in the world can freely buy the Book of Zohar and read it. So why is it called a secret, hidden? This book has everything. The Zohar can reveal to us this world and the upper worlds in all their fullness. It is written at the height of all 125 levels of attainment of the entire universe and tells us about our entire path. The only problem is how this book is closed. Closed by the person himself, who is not able to concentrate or to tune in correctly to see what is happening in the book. The reader himself, of course, is not able to put himself in front of the text like he can with any other reading. He gets entangled in it, sees innate images of our world, history and geography, physiology and anatomy. He connects concepts, objects, and actions with his earthly understanding. Imagine an electrical device with a lot of wires and parts that you connect incorrectly. Will you ever be able to put it into action? Of course not. The problem is that everything is in front of us, but we cannot reveal it. We are not able to correctly use either ourselves or this system, which we combine in ourselves incorrectly. We do not have a correct approach to the Zohar. A person must constantly, before and during reading, learn to tune himself to a new focus, understanding, and vision, and move forward in this step by step, slowly. Attunement is obligatory because if he simply opens the Zohar and starts reading, he will only get confused and then it will be very difficult for him to correct this confusion and return to the beginning. Therefore, the whole difficulty lies in correctly entering the Book of Zohar. That is why the Book of Zohar is accompanied by materials on tuning our instrument of perception, the soul. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 21, 2009. Preface to the Book of Zohar. In the vice of the upper purpose. Question: what is holding you in a vice so that you do not move either here or there and act according to your goal? Answer: the importance of the goal. What else is there in this world except to get out of it into the upper world and connect the elements of all the worlds together? The task of a person is to reach attainment, enlightenment, and fulfillment. But these are just accompanying processes. The most important thing is revelation of the single force, the feeling that you are filling the entire system of the universe. Question: how did you build these frameworks for yourself? These rules that do not allow you to move either to the right or to the left. Answer: I just accepted everything, and I have continued to do so ever since. Like senile forgetfulness, I forgot that there is another way. But seriously, this is constant daily work on yourself. The most important thing is to have a goal. A person must create around himself an entire system of obstacles or protectors that will not let him out. I have to work on my blog, I have to give lessons, answer questions, and appear in several programs a day, I have 1,000 meetings, rechecking texts and so on. So I have no other place, that's it. From CabTVs I got a call. How do you protect yourself? June 25, 2013. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why does it seem like most of the world hates Israel? Whether we know it or not, we in Israel are in a game, that we need to receive blows, and to be treated badly until we straighten out properly toward the upper force. Then, the evil against us will invert into good. The upper force, a force of bestowal, love and connection that we call the Creator, Heb. Bore, nature. Heart Ever, Upper Light, Aralion, and several other names, currently does not like us, because we are not living up to our role in the world. On one hand, those who are pro-Israel like to tell themselves that Israel is among the top countries in several areas such as humanitarian support, technology, medicine and science, but on the other hand, we see that despite Israel's achievements in these areas, the general attitude from the world toward Israel continues worsening, and thus it is not worthwhile convincing ourselves of our seeming righteousness. Our many corporeal achievements fail to nail what the upper force ultimately wants from us, which is to positively connect with other Jews in the world. Positively connecting means reaching a state where the love of Israel dwells among us, upon all of our differences and divisions. While we differ on many issues, we need to override them with the upper sentence, love your neighbor as yourself, regardless of who is right or wrong. Such love is due to us, all belonging to a single nation that was founded on the idea of the love of Israel. Moreover, the more poignant our differences, the more we should be elevating love over them, as it is written, love will cover all crimes. In other words, Even though hatred dwells between us, we should nonetheless each try to develop a sense of love toward each other. We would then start understanding how the world consists of two opposite forces, positive and negative, and how to work with them. To be good in the eyes of the upper force means showing our love to each other, helping each other develop ties of love, and by doing so, become a conduit for the upper force of love, giving and connection to spread throughout the world. If we conducted ourselves accordingly, then the hatred toward us would subside, and in its place would emerge a great love and reverence for a nation that brings an immense positive unifying force into the world. It would also help the world feel that the Jewish nation is a very special and unique part in the functioning of the general nature of the world. Based on the video, Why Does It Seem Like Most of the World Hates Israel? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.